I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hi guys, if you are familiar with the show at all, Baby Reindeer, you will know that it contains a lot of triggering topics. So I do just want to say up top that this episode of us talking about the show will cover things like sexual assault, sexual violence, stalking. If any of that's not for you, we completely understand. We will see you next week.
Do you think we could set a record? No, we definitely couldn't, as I'm saying it. I'm like, I don't want to do that. But do you think we could set a record for the longest podcast ever? Let's just do it for 30 hours.
Could we? What would we talk about for 30 hours? We'd find a way,
Google
actually.
It.
I say that now.
Google it. Guinness World Record for the longest podcast ever.
Guinness World Record longest.
That no one would ever listen to.
Longest audio live stream. The longest audio only live stream is 55 hours and 26 minutes. That doesn't seem that long.
No,
how many
it
days
really
is
doesn't.
That?
Two? Three?
No,
two
it's
and
not
a half.
2 days. 2.5. Is that Dutch team breaks world record for longest podcast? I was thrilled to host a 36-hour non-stop podcast on 21st and 22nd of April 2016. I didn't sleep for the full 36-hour marathon and broke the world record.
I think you could easily do it.
Wait, no, that seems to be a live stream. That's Mario Beaks in Australia, but this fella that did the podcast,
yeah.
I think, is a fella called Mike Russell.
And how long was that? 36?
36.
We could do that. You could do that. It could just, we'd swap in and out. We'd just have a rotation of guests.
Wait, no, I think your man actually beat this, the Australian fella. That makes sense. Sydney man to attempt podcasting record.
Oh.
So he did do it, and he did it in 56 hours, which is how long?
That's 20 hours more than the other guy.
Yeah.
2.5
days. How many days is 55 hours?
2.5.
2.5.
Well, like 2 days is 48.
That's 2.5 non-stop. What will we talk about?
Yeah. You'd have to have like guests lined up to come in and talk to you.
That would be the absolute worst experience of anyone's life. Yeah. Everyone listening, us, the guests.
Yeah. No one would ever listen back to it.
Unless. This is bad enough. We can't even do 60 minutes. You're listening to Bandwagons. That's not for 56 hours.
Talking about things that other people are talking about.
Welcome back to Bandwagons. Oh, do you want to...
I was going to say, can we address the elephant in the room?
What's the elephant in the room?
It's the boots you're wearing. At 8:30 in the morning.
These. It's 9:30, isn't it?
You put them on at like 7.
I know. I just.
Are you going somewhere?
I'm going somewhere after this, but like also, I'm like, I need to get better getting dressed. You know that kind of way?
Yeah.
I'm finding like.
They're very sexy for the school.
Are they a bit sexy?
Yeah.
I had to bring them to the. See, I got them in the cobblers recently. Not got them in the cobblers, but got them fixed in the
this
cobblers.
This is what I'm wearing.
Okay, it's not a competition. I will say also that when we recorded the last time in my house, like, I did not wear socks, and you can see them in all of the videos.
Your dogs?
My dogs. My dogs are just out. They are out, which is like grand because I'm in my own house. But afterwards, I was like, it's probably not really fair on the viewers. Or, well, the listeners didn't know, but now I've told them and now they have to visualize my dogs.
You gotta let the dogs breathe.
Gotta let the dogs breathe. My dogs breathe too much is the issue.
His bark. Is it gotta let the dogs bark?
What?
Is it my dogs are barking or it's I gotta let my dogs bark?
What are you talking about? About being barefoot?
Yeah, like Quiva says it. And she goes, oh, I gotta let the dogs bark or something.
The dogs bark.
Does that mean that your feet are stinking or they're really sore?
Stinking, I would say.
My dogs are barking.
This is all just a weird inspirational quotes. Let the dogs bark. The lion is still king. You will never reach your destination if you stop and throw stones at every dog that barks. Winston Churchill. I don't think Winston Churchill said that.
Are barking means my feet hurt.
Your feet hurt? Fucking hell, I'm so knocked down with the kids. Where was that Urban Dictionary?
A tonkstale.com.
A tonkstale. That's not a legitimate website. That's not a primary source. Ever heard this phrase? In the vernacular, my dogs are barking means my feet hurt. There you go. I never knew that. That's a new one for you guys. Okay. When you're out walking on a really snowy beach, you go, my dogs are barking. But you have to say in a New York accent as well. What were we saying?
Comes from the 1930s.
Like where though? Not Ireland. Like
what Irish person? As early as 1930 could... Cartoonist Tad Dorgan uses the term dogs
not a real
to
name.
Mean feet.
Of course.
If your dogs in this sense are barking, it's as if they're seeking your attention.
Okay.
Oh, we need to get away from this. Your dogs will be barking this evening when you're wearing them all
day. I know. Anyway, but I think I'm wearing them because I just, I got them from, they're really dirty actually. I just got them from the cobblers because the heel was like coming off them. So he fixed it for me.
Good stuff. And did you drive in them?
Yeah.
How was that?
Grant, but you're absolutely, you should not, but the thing is, you shouldn't not drive in, well, you shouldn't drive in high heels anyway, probably from a safety issue, or let's not get about the Crocs again, because we did an entire podcast on that, I'm pretty sure, but because.
But driving in Crocs?
Yeah.
You can drive in Crocs, 100%, but you have to have them in sports
ones. And that was, if you roll the tapes, you'd find Bree saying that exact sentence. If you drive in them, obviously it puts, the reason why they broke, or they were breaking, is because you're driving on them and you're putting pressure on the,
yeah,
at an angle, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just because you can, guys, doesn't mean you should, you know? So do as I say and as I do, because I did obviously drive down in these. But the thing is, I brought Converse to wear as my driving shoes, and then they're sitting in the front seat.
I saw that, yeah.
How are you? How was your weekend?
It was fine. Got out in the sun.
Sunny. Nora. Is this it now, do we think? Is it summer now?
Probably not. Okay. It's only April.
We should have got Carla Weather on and asked him. April showers though bring
May sunshine.
Close enough. Bright May flowers.
Okay.
Thinking rhyme, you know.
Oh yeah, okay. I'm going to the sun.
Oh yes, they're going to Greece. Greece is the word.
This
Greece is the motion. It's the way we are feeling. It's this weekend.
Yeah.
How long are you on for again?
3 nights.
Fab.
4 days, 3 nights.
I'm very jealous. You need to get the corn on the street. That's what I regret not getting when I was there.
Okay.
It's like street corn, like hot corn, butter on it, I'm assuming. Yum. Do you not like corn?
No, I do. But like, what's the appeal here?
I don't know. It's like hot and it's on the street.
Do you know what I mean? Regret not getting the street corn.
It's probably like...
But you're still thinking about it.
Yeah, I am. I'm like kind of maladaptive daydreaming about the fucking street corn now. It just looked delicious.
Yeah, I'll see.
It seemed to be busy, like.
Where did you go? I'm going to Fira.
Is Fira like the less posh area? No, it's like a...
Whoa.
No, sorry.
Shots fired.
Sorry. But you know there's an area and it's like more expensive. Ia
is the really busy one. And it's probably more expensive.
No,
that's where the nice sunsets
they're
are.
They're both busy, like, is the thing. Ia is... Well, I went to both, but we stayed predominantly in Fira. And they were knocking around Fira.
Was
and
that
that's
nice?
Where I saw the street corn. Lovely. Really, really nice.
Sunset's good there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where was the cocktail bar that I told you to go? JP's or something, or Frankie's.
That's steakhouse or whatever.
No, shouldn't. I don't think it's a steakhouse. It's like only a cocktail bar, but like amazing views there. You should book in there.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
I booked Rastoni. I think you told me about that.
Yes, yeah. Again, you'll have really nice views there because it's up high.
Okay.
It was nice as well, but I only spent the day there because the guys flew out earlier than I did. I had a later flight.
Okay.
So I went into the day and Ia, and like that's where you want to go if you want to see like the blue roofs and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's nice to like walk around, but it is like
so busy.
Yeah.
I don't
want to say like tourist trampy, but like kind of is.
Yeah.
It's always, like there's parts of fair as well. Like it is kind of much more muchness at that point, but
yeah.
For views again, nice. I don't think I ate and yeah.
My friend Anne came back from Santorini like 2 weeks ago and she said they just went around and like ate in all the taverns and then where they were staying had a balcony. So they just went back and watched the sunset like with their own drinks in the on the balcony
yeah.
just to get like the proper like foodie experience, like local foodie experience.
Yeah.
And then not like spend a fortune on drinks.
So fair.
So we'll see.
So fair.
Did you, we've booked a catamaran?
Oh, fab. Yeah, we did that as well. You're going to Adore. Okay. So nice.
Can't wait. I'm going to go swimming with the fishes.
Yeah. Very cool. Are you going to do a dress photo shoot?
Just what's that mean?
You can do like, you can book a photo shoot where it's like you're kind of up on the roofs and you wear a big flowy dress and they take like Instagram pictures of you.
No, probably not.
Okay. I regret not doing that as well.
Really?
Just for the shits and giggles.
Oh, I think
we kept talking about
so
that we were
going
to book in Megan like as a surprise and then it's like hundreds of euro. Like it's not cheap. Like
yeah.
For someone to take photos of you.
Yeah. I'd look so bad. I'd be like.
No, I don't think so. Surely they could just like face tune it after. Like if it was a total disaster. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't mean like face
wow.
you in your beard, but like, no, but say you're like bawling crying or you look like afraid in all the pictures, like if they just put on like full blow bowl glamour on, just like
just blurry.
Just like
a little bit blurry.
Serve an absolute cunt. Like.
did you see that tweet and it was like trying to use modern slag or whatever, and it's like that outfit makes you look like a cunt.
Oh, so good. I think if I went down to my parents and said, I don't know, God, well,
the
garden's looking pussy cunt lately, I think they'd call the police. I think they'd be like, actually, what the fuck?
Yeah, fair.
Great expression, though. So, that's your only holiday this year, is it?
No,
so far.
Yeah, we're toying with Rome. We haven't booked it yet.
Oh, please do Rome. I'm living vicariously through everyone else's holidays.
Yeah, we'll see. But then I'm like, we could cancel Rome and then go on like a nice sun holiday with Nora. And then I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, because Rome, the thing is, did love it. Kind of rainy, like unless you're going like high season.
Yeah.
I don't know. I do really recommend it though for the food and everything. Oh, in the Colosseum.
Well, see, Marcus said I'm not allowed to book anything until this holiday's over. So
fair.
I have to stop talking about it.
Yeah, fair. I'm going to London, I suppose. That's
are
my
you?
Holiday. But I'm going for like 18 hours. Yeah, we're going to do wedding dresses in a vintage place with my mum. That's as far as I'm getting this year, girls.
Go to Flatiron.
So
go to Flatiron.
I don't even know if we'll have time. Like we fly in kind of late. So I think we're gonna go for dinner somewhere near the dress place and then we're trying on dresses in the morning and then we fly out in the afternoon.
Okay. Look for Flatiron.
Where is Flatiron?
There's loads of them.
That's a steak place.
Yeah.
Is it?
I know, I'm not really into steak either, but
no, I'm into steak.
Me and Mark went there the night before I found out I was pregnant and we shared a bottle of wine and steaks and creamy mash.
Like, no wonder you were pregnant. You'd have an absolute taste for meat. Like meat, blood, and iron.
Yeah,
you were
actually,
like,
yeah.
You were like, give it to me
I was
now.
Like, this steak is fantastic.
I have three more, please.
Yeah, and then on the way out.
Nora inside like, hello.
Like the Twilight baby.
Not really.
And then on the way out, they give you a token and you get a scoop of ice cream to take with you. Like a cone.
I fucking love a novelty, girls.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we were all obsessed with, what's the Asian place? Neon, because they did fucking 99s. Do they still do 99s? Do you know Neon on Camden Street? Asian place. Quite good. I actually been in a while, but I remember I went there for...
I've heard everything I need to know about it.
Do you know what I mean? And but you can do your own 99s. You
okay,
go up and you
okay.
can like pull the ice cream yourself. Again, if none of this is true anymore, I don't know, fucking tell someone else.
I'd say someone ruined that. I'd say that people have ruined that.
That's a thing.
We can't
Irish people
it.
Aren't good with novelties, like.
No.
We ruin everything. So that's it.
Yeah, go to Flatiron.
Go to Flatiron. Okay.
It's probably just like some, like, I just remember it was like the best night of my life, but probably as you say, because I was pregnant.
Well,
yes, and wanted me.
You're pregnant.
And like iron deficient.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd recommend it to anyone.
To anyone. Steak. We've been watching a lot of TV.
We sure
What have. Else have you been watching, bar what we're going to talk about?
Maths.
Okay.
Actually,
do you want to send off on maths? Because I can never give the people maths.
Maths
content.
Is nearly done. So they just had their final, not commitment ceremony. Is it a commitment ceremony? Their final couch session, you know,
okay.
where they stay and then it's like the final vows is next week.
Okay.
So they have their final dinner party tonight.
Good season.
So there's only like one, yes.
Okay.
But it's become like, have you seen like Lucinda Light?
I've heard the name.
Like an icon, a queen, a legend. She's
okay.
just like this mystical, like yoga, like sex, tantric, like workshoppy lady. And she's just like, so cool and like just the like pure light, like, and she got matched with this like man who has like a lot of issues, who's like been to prison and like all his family have died, but like he hasn't like processed any of it. Like when I say his family, like his parents and his brother, mm-hmm. like all died, and he's just like carrying a lot of like baggage. And they paired them up and they were like, why is it not working? And it's just like, this was never going to work. This match was a TV match.
Yeah.
And then at the end, they're just like, yeah, it's just such a pity we couldn't make it work or whatever. And it's just like, no, it's like, it was never going to work.
Mm.
Spoiler, like if you haven't seen it, but yeah. But so some of them are like just pure TV matches. And then some of them are love. So I don't know. It's good. It's getting more like reality TV-ish than it was.
Which is a good thing.
Which is a good thing because it makes it more interesting. And like there's more drama and like plot twists. But like it's kind of nearly predictable now. It's like, okay, one of them's going to cheat with another husband and one of them's going to have a girlfriend on the outside and one of them's going to like hate his wife and like one of them are going to just like pretend to be in a relationship so they can be on the TV show. Like,
yeah.
It just kind of goes like that.
Play by numbers.
But it is good. I actually think you'd love it.
I know I would. And that's why I can't open the door. Like it's Pandora's box.
Yeah. It's a but lot. It's heavy going.
I think I'll need something to fill the Love Island hole because I don't know if I'm going to watch this year. Like, But I don't know. Best laid plans. What else am I watching? I went back to Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Okay.
I'm enjoying that. I love Donald Glover.
We saw him through a window.
I love him so much. What do you mean?
Do you remember that?
No.
Were you there?
No, I wasn't.
We were in London on an MPS trip. Me and Barra and O'Luke.
Oh, I didn't go on that trip for fuck's sake.
And we were outside the BBC studios and they were filming the Wand Show. And you know, like, there's a big window into the Wand Show.
Yeah.
And we could see like people. And then we looked up who's on the Wand Show tonight. And it was Donald Glover. And we were like, we 100% saw Donald Glover.
Donald Glover on the Wand Show. Does he remember that? No, 100%
no,
not.
No, definitely
like,
not.
He's apparently going on a world tour now. So maybe I'll actually get to see him. Because remember me and Kane had tickets before in London and then he cancelled like the night before.
Okay.
So we'll see about that. I'm enjoying it. I think I'm like halfway through. He's very sexy. He's very, very sexy. Started a Pam Royale.
He's got Riz.
If ever there was a man that embodied Riz,
it's Tom Holland, but also Josh.
Tom Holland does not embody Riz. Can we save this for the Zendaya episode, which is next week on Patreon?
That's why it's in my head.
/bandwagons. That man does not have Riz, but anyway. Like, I love him. I love him to bits.
Not to us, but Riz-less. I think to a different generation, he is the Childish Gambino of maybe like the 10 years younger than us.
I can't believe the amount of shit that's actually pouring out of your mouth.
Anyway, we'll come
we'll
back
to
it.
We have to call a sewage company. What else am I watching? Pam Royale.
Yeah, is it good?
Yeah.
I'm not drawn to it at all, even though there's so many faces
in it. It's like grand. Like again, if anyone's listening, should I keep going with it? I think I've watched 2 or 3 episodes. Okay. I've watched enough that it's like I probably should finish it, but like I just don't know if I'm that bothered. It looks nice, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Mark
got me to start watching Peep Show.
Have you seen Peep Show? Yeah.
And I was just like, absolutely no way am I watching, like, we start from the beginning.
You love Peep Show.
And it just never appealed to me.
Yeah.
In the little snippets I'd seen. And then he put it on and he was laughing so much. And that made me laugh so much. And then I was just like, okay, let's watch Peep Show. Because it's just good. It's just funny. Like, it's just so stupid. I didn't realise Olivia Colman got her start in that.
I know. And she's so good in it.
Yeah. They're all so good in it. It's so funny.
I love a good half an hour comedy show. Bring them back. Yeah. You know what I mean?
We started that jail experiment thing as well.
What the fuck is that? I've never heard of this.
On Netflix, it's like there's an experiment where they go into a jail that's like usually 23 hours in their cells, 1 hour
out and about,
and the sheriff has come in and been like, "We're going to do an experiment to see if you can be trusted to like make your own community and like prove to us that you're actually like could work." To be rehabilitated on the outside or whatever, and like work towards your release or whatever. So he's like, we're going to open up all the doors and let you figure it out.
Is it real?
Yeah, and they have like cameras on them. Like,
is it good?
It's a slow burn.
Okay.
It's like pretty much like all those like prison shows.
Yeah,
but there's cameras on them, and they're like, there's no deputies in with them.
Yeah,
but they're like watching them on the outside, kind of on cameras. But they're like getting away with a lot of shit, like. It's like they almost forget that there's cameras there.
Mm.
So I don't know. It's kind of like, we're not like bet into it, but like we're kind of tipping away at it just to see what happens. A lot of those people, though, I would never want to see back out on the streets.
Yeah. Mm.
A lot of them are absolutely cuckoo bananas. Like,
yeah. Speaking of things we were bet into, Baby Reindeer.
Baby Reindeer.
How did you hear about this? Why did you start watching it?
I saw the trailer for this, like, I feel like a long time ago.
I had never heard of this before, like, the week everyone started talking about it. In a Like, I was like, what the fuck is this?
I saw, like, I'm still on Facebook, but I saw, do you know what I mean? Like, sometimes just, like, you're scrolling.
You're such a man.
And I just like it for, like, the local community groups. So, yeah.
Again. So, yeah.
But, like, you know that you're scrolling, and then sometimes, like, just, like, an ad will pop up for something.
Yeah.
And it was, like, something to do with stalkers. So I watched the ad. And the ad didn't really sell it to me. At the time, I remember watching it, and then it came up on Netflix, and I was like, oh, I've heard of this. And still, like, wasn't sure. And then, I can't remember why, but we were just like, fuck it, will we just watch it? And then, like, after an episode in, we were like, oh my God, we have to finish this as quick as possible.
Yeah. I think it was Padraig. I'd started seeing people. I think I saw Jen Gannon review it actually on Instagram, and I was like, okay. And, like, Jen, I would trust implicitly in my life in terms of TV and stuff like that. So I was like, right, must watch this. And then I think Padraig had started it, and like, takes a lot for Padraig to get into a series, I would say, or like talk about a series like vehemently. And he finished it in one night, and I was like, fuck, I need to watch this. So we'd finished, or we were trying to finish something else. Or I don't know, I think Keane wanted to start The Wire, and I was like, absolutely not. I was like, I wasn't in the mood to start The Wire, lol. And then I was like, let's watch this show called Baby Reindeer. Because again, I didn't
realize. The name doesn't give you anything really, does it?
But I had heard, I was like, okay, it's about a man being stalked by a woman. But like, I didn't realize, obviously thematically it deals with stuff like sexual violence and sexual assault as well. I didn't realize it got into any of that. I kind of just thought it was like a bit of a mad story, which it is, to say the least. Yeah. Like, it's a bit of a mad story to the fucking square root of fucking eight, you know what I mean? Like, it's just bonkers, like, just absolutely. And I don't know, like, I suppose anyone who's listening to this has probably watched, but if you're listening to this and you're trying to decide whether you want to watch or not, it's one of those shows where I'm like, I don't know if I can recommend that you watch it, because it was one of the most uncomfortable things I've ever watched, and I don't think I'll ever watch it again, but I'm glad I watched it. Like,
but isn't it like so hard to come by these days that you get something that you're actually like gripped? Like,
but this is also
TV
thing
is
as well,
such fucking and shite these
Netflix
days.
Has been a bit of a fucking flop air out these kind of shows. To hear about something like this, where it's like, it's a limited series, an interesting premise based on a true story, because that's what got me in as well. I was like, okay, interesting. And then you learn that it's Richard Gadd is playing a fictionalized version of himself in it, playing Johnny Dunn. It's the layers of it are just beyond.
I was a bit like, where's this going to go? Because I knew that it was a true story, and that they were both, like, immediately I Googled it and I was like, okay, well, they're both still alive. Like, because as soon as you Google Baby Reindeer, it's like, where is Martha now? So I was like, right, she obviously doesn't die, and he's playing himself, so he doesn't die. So I was like, where is this going to go if neither of them, you know? And I was like, if neither of them killed the other, because that seems like what Netflix shows tend to like go down that route. Like, I thought it would be more predictable that way, but it was so much more and so much better than that.
Yeah. So it's based on this play, which I think really comes across in how it's even how it's shot and how it's lit. It's based on this play that Richard Gadd did about his real life experience of dealing with a stalker, and it also touches on his sexual abuse that he experienced, sexual assault, which is something he covered in a previous one-man show as well. I just think the fact that he played himself in it was a very
brave,
interesting, brave choice, especially when you consider, like, the real-life play, the stalker is visualized as a stool. Like, there isn't someone playing the Martha character.
Oh, really?
You know what I mean? So he's playing opposite a stool. Yeah, I didn't realize this until there's a big piece on it in the Irish Times by someone called Zoe Williams. So, like, you're acting.
How does that work?
I don't know, but again, it must speak to, like, it won an Olivier Award. Like, this is, like, it was a hugely successful play.
Yeah, someone that we went to college with who's, like, big into, like, screenwriting stuff now had been like, oh my God, Baby Reindeer. And I was like, well, obviously she knows this from, like, the play, like, people, like, we were even, like, it was a big thing before Netflix.
Yeah, but even with your man, Darian, the fella who raped Donnie's character, like, in that show, Monkey See, Monkey Do, I think it's called, this is going to get confusing. It's Richard doing the routine, but he's, like, running on a treadmill.
Yeah.
And it's a gorilla, like, chasing him. So, like, the gorilla is the sexual assault and the perpetrator, you know what I mean? So again, you're not really acting opposite a person.
Yeah.
So to having to relive all of this.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
With like actual people.
Yeah.
It must have been very different and very hard.
Yeah.
Again, like, I just don't know. Like, I do wonder, I don't know if he spoke about this, as to why he wanted, like, why he wanted to play himself. Was it just like, because it's his own project and because he felt, and obviously it's his own story and its own trauma. Do you feel protective over it, that it's like, this is me and only I will really know what it felt like, so I want to put that across? I don't know. It's very interesting.
Because of the nature of the story, is it kind of like he wanted to be the one to like go there with it, you know, where it's like he talks about a lot of stuff that like you probably on the surface wouldn't think he's like experienced any of the things he experienced.
Mm.
He kind of seems like a stereotypical white male on the front, and then you like dive into his backstory and you're like, whoa, this is like so not what I expected.
But this is all like the story itself as well, it just like unfurls to cover so many other things, even with regards to like the kid's relationship with that trans woman who's played, like, Terry is the character's name in the show, played so well by, I think her name is Nava Gan. I'm going to get her name properly in a sec. Like, just on Navigau, I think. So, so bloody good. Yeah. Like, when that started unfurling and it became, then you're kind of dealing with something else. You're dealing with his shame and, like, the internalised homophobia, internalised transphobia, like, struggle with identity. All of these kind of coming after, like, abuse. It was just, and, like, I've seen...
Navamau,
excuse me. And I've seen, I have a trans friend and they were talking about their experience of watching the show. And sorry, I'm going to like badly paraphrase here because I obviously don't have the Instagram story post to hand. But like they were talking about how they enjoyed it and they liked the fact that the show got into like the knottier aspects of like being trans, trans identity, dating as a trans person.
Yeah.
You know, how people view trans people and like their perspective was a lot of art shies away from getting into that because of all those. And like, there are good reasons, in fairness, and nobody wants to be fucking ham-fisted or do things badly. But they kind of appreciated that it was like they didn't shy away from any of that. Now, again, that's one trans person's perspective of that. And I know that person doesn't like expect to speak for an entire trans community or whatever. But it was just like... It's very honest to a fault, because in some ways I'm like, you probably didn't have to include that in some ways or go into it in as much details, with even how he talks about how like he treated Terry or the real life version of Terry.
Yeah.
Like most, like, I don't know. Like, it's just mad to
kind of
put yourself.
It makes sense though, doesn't it?
It does make sense, obviously, when you consider like he's acting like this because of the abuse. And obviously the stalker then starts to target the like his girlfriend, because the stalker's like the Martha, real life Martha, the Martha character is obsessed with him and threatened by this person and physically assaults the girlfriend then. But like, it's, I suppose my point more so is just, like, you rarely get, and especially even in the age of social media, you rarely have people putting forward like who they actually are. It's like a version of themselves that they want you to buy into. It's not like the same as like me or you. Well, yeah, like where it's like
here's all the shitty things I've actually done.
All the shitty things I've ever done in my life. All exactly. And you're putting it all the shame, and you're putting it out there for people to consume. It's just it's very brave.
But I think that's why it's good. I think that's why it's so like hard hitting, is because it's so honest and it's so like dark and like unexpected. Yeah. It's 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, saw that.
Which is...
No, I will say, I was reviewing it on... If anyone watches a lot of TV, I use this app called Serialized. So it's like you can log... It's like Letterboxd for TV. So you can log like your episodes or whatever. And it wasn't... Like I thought it would kind of get higher up to the fives for each episode, but it's kind of clocking in around like the fours, like 4 stars for like the scores of episode. But I don't know if it's just because the subject matter is so...
Yeah, it's hard to be like 5 stars for this.
Yeah, like it's even... And like I didn't even give it 5 stars then. I think I maybe gave it 4 or 4.5 because it is just so like... It's not something that I could say I watched it. And I will say, because it is a play adapted for screen, the end of it... And maybe I think this is more of a me issue than the show issue. The end of it is kind of... It starts off stronger than it ends in terms of like it being... Because it's being promoted as like a thriller in a way. Yeah. But obviously it ends with, spoilers, Marth ends up going to prison, which actually doesn't reflect the real life story. I'll talk about that in a second. But it is just... I don't know. Sometimes it is just hard watching these people. Like when you watch Danny go back to his abuser... That's really difficult to watch and like kind of frustrating. But again, it goes back to that thing of like, there's no such thing as a perfect victim and we deal with trauma also differently. Yeah. And it's kind of hard to feel sorry for Martha, but then you kind of do when you get to the point where Donnie's re-listening to all the voice notes and the voicemails. And she's talking about how she had this really difficult childhood and that's why she came up with the nickname Baby Reindeer. Like it's, I don't know. It's kind of, it's a frustrating watch in other ways.
Yeah. I saw a lot of talk online about, some people were like, I hate it the way, like it started strong and then it strayed when it got into like his own sexual assault story. And the people were like, oh, there was no, like it just kind of like took a left turn or whatever and it didn't seem to make sense. But like, obviously it makes sense in terms of Donnie's character and why he does keep going back to Martha and like empathizing with Martha. And it's like, I've never been a victim of any kind of abuse like that. But apparently, like, people do kind of go into this kind of self-destructive mode and you kind of do, like, repeat the cycle of abuse so that you can feel more in control of, like, what's happened to you.
Yeah.
And, like, it doesn't make sense to us, like, watching him go back to his abuser. But I think to a lot of people who have been in a situation like that, it does make sense.
Yeah, and like there is a thing of he obviously, he's in the trauma response when he's in the house like talking, where like there's no acknowledgement from the abuser of what's happened.
Yeah.
But he's like, let's work on stuff together. I'm working on this other thing. And Donnie's like, yeah, yeah. And then he leaves the house and it's like, he starts suffocating. You know what I mean? It would like, it's for, and like he talks about, so like the real life situation is, like it's not a million miles away, but like Richard Gadd has said that obviously the show is constructed in a way so that you're hitting like the beats of a good television, you know, like the chronologicalness, that's not the word, but like the chronicality, whatever, like the timeline is slightly kind of rejigged or like shortened or lengthened to like hit the beats of a good television show. But he talks about, you know, the like a year into the situation where, you know, he's moved, like he's moved house, he's the stalker's harassing his parents, whatever. And it, but it's the stress of this then brings those feelings of what happened to him to the surface. Like, so I can't really accept the argument of like, oh, it didn't really make, not that it didn't really make sense, but like, why did they bring that into it? Like, obviously the stalker story was interesting in its own right. But again, because it's a true story and it's true to his experience, he obviously felt the need to bring in like what happened to him. Like, which makes sense as well, because I think in real life he didn't end up reporting going to the police about the stalking in real life.
Yeah.
Whereas like obviously we see like there's kind of a quote unquote neater like conclusion in the show where it's like Martha is charged, and but that he never felt the need, and I think he struggled with that. But it's also that thing of when you see him going to the police and like I thought that was very effective in the thing of, like, he's going to the police to talk about Martha and, like, to report her, and your man's kind of, like, he's kind of half being fobbed off.
Yeah.
And then it is that thing of, oh, sure, that's why I didn't report the abuse, like, because I knew that this was going to happen, like.
Yeah. I've seen him talk in interviews as well about, like, he was like, it's actually just stalking is not really what it's been portrayed as in, like, shows before. Like, his experience of it is not, like, what he thought it would be. And he thought, like someone can literally stand outside your workplace and stare at you all day and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
And there's nothing the police can do about it.
Yeah.
And they can, like, everything he went through, like, was kind of a, but, like, she wasn't doing anything illegal, really, that they could prove. And he found that really tough. And he was just like, it's just kind of wrong that there's nothing in place to, like, protect people more from that.
Yeah. Or the assumption that, like, because it's, he's the man and she's the woman, and, like, you know, like, she's texting, like she's texting him, like, very sexually explicit things, which I don't know, the assumption that, like, well, she couldn't be violent because, like, she's a woman and he's the man, and, like, there's that power dynamic, but, like, that you see in the show then what she is capable, like, she is violent, she is dangerous. What do you think about the, like, obviously there's been a massive response to this, we're doing a podcast about it, we got a load of messages in that kind of are all on the same page as us on the bandwagon's Instagram about how people felt about it. But there's been this kind of rush to identify and unanonymize the people in the show. I'm going to say this from the off, right? I didn't seek out the content, but because I'd watched it, obviously then I'm presented with stuff on TikTok and, like, I watched it then. You know what I mean? About, like, speculation about who Martha is, who the abuser is. What do you think of that reaction?
I, like, to be honest, after, like, the first episode or two, I was like, I need to know who she is. Like, I need to see what she looks like. Does she look like the actress? Like, because I do that with every TV show.
Yeah.
If it's based on a true story, I'm like, what do they look like in real life? How does this stack up? But, like, couldn't find anything straight away because it had only come out at the time. So then I left it. And then, like you said, on TikTok, like, all this stuff keeps coming up. But, like, there's probably been three different, like, names that have come my way that all seem like they could have been, like, that people were like, this is definitely her, and for reasons that made it seem like this is definitely her. And now, like, it can't be all three of them,
but this is the thing,
so,
like,
now I had presented names that actually weren't involved.
There was initially a name put forward on my, and, like, we're not getting into this because the wider point of it is,
no,
like,
I'm
we
not
shouldn't
sure
be, no and
I would,
I know,
never share it,
yeah, but, like, I think people have kind of missed the point of including ourselves to a degree of, like, and Richard Gaddis had to come out now and be like, can we not try and fucking track down all these people, because it's not, like,
yeah,
that's not what the point of the show was. But it, again, as you said, like, I had a name presented to me, and again this baseless TikTok video of, like, TikTok sleuthing or whatever, thinking it's this woman, and now the theory seems to be that it's a completely different woman. And it's kind of like, again, the whole point of the show was also to illustrate that
Stalking people's not right,
fundamentally. But, all, like, the character, whoever the real-life Martha is also, like, deeply, deeply troubled. And it was actually hugely compassionate of Richard Gadd to not pursue that in any kind of legal way, because he would have been well within his right to do so. I don't know, like, it's just, like, I don't know if it's just the true crimification of everything that
it is.
And everyone feeling like they can be a detective and they can be a police officer and they can get to the bottom of things. And I don't know what you'd call, like, that kind of, not citizen journalism isn't the right word, but, like, that
sleuthing.
Yeah, that sleuthing. It's just, I don't know.
It's bad. Like, it's bad. Imagine naming someone and being like, yeah, this is the person that stalked Richard Gadd, and then, like, actually turns out you've fully pulled it out of your arse. Like,
but even the thing is, it's kind of like, it's also people want to say that, like, they're doing it for some kind of quote-unquote, like, justice.
Yeah.
Or, like, they're doing it for, like, Richard Gadd. And he himself has come out and been like, again, he's moved past this. He's processed through as much as he can through this piece of work. Like, he kind of doesn't have any interest in, not being funny, if he wanted to name these people or pursue any of this, he would have himself.
Yeah.
So I think this whole thing of, this is who it is, like, blah, blah, like, as if
he did, he
some
does
fucking,
give a lot of hints, though.
He does give a
he's
lot of hints.
He's made it very easy for people to find out who it is. Do you think he's done that on purpose?
I don't know if it's just to be, like, true to the story. Or like, again, it goes back to that thing of him choosing to be in the story, where it was just like, with this, will I be able to act as best against this person if it looks as close but even to like them the as names, it allegedly is?
The names he's given characters and stuff, and like different things like that, like could have been like worlds away from the truth.
Could it have been more fictionalized?
Yeah. If he wanted to keep it completely, like, so that no one could find out who it was, he could have.
But then would it have been as compelling, like?
Probably not, like.
Is the argument. So sorry, I will say he's come out literally this week on Instagram because, and again, I'm not naming these people because one, they're easily identified. If you want to find it out, you can, but I'm not saying that you should. I really am actively telling you not, like, because nothing good comes of that. But he's come out on his Instagram story because there was one person identified as the rapist. And again, I had seen lots of content like that on TikTok about, you know, whatever. He said to come out himself and say, "Hi everyone, people I love, have worked with and admire, including this person, are unfairly getting caught up in speculation. Please don't speculate on who any of the real life people could be. That's not the point of the show. That's not the point of our show. Lots of love, Richard."
Yeah. It is kind of like the opposite of what the show, like the show is like literally let people live in peace and like stop fucking getting up in people's space.
Yeah. Jessica Gunning as Martha.
Wowie. I actually saw an interview with her on Lorraine, I think, with him and her. And she speaks and she's just like a whole different person. Like, what an actress.
Yeah.
Different accent, different facial expressions. Like, she's just...
Also, Scottish accents are hard.
Scottish accents are so hard. Did he have a Scottish accent? Was he Scottish in it as well?
Yes. His family are from Fife.
But he doesn't really have that much of a Scottish accent in real life.
Maybe it's because he's... Wait, I need to check if
he had definitely had a twang in the show, and then anything I've seen in his interviews, he seems more...
Well, it's probably because he's more in neutral. Scotland a while, like,
yeah,
you know?
Maybe.
Yeah, Jessica Gunning has been kind of a working actor for a long, long time. I'm kind of hoping this is her kind of huge...
Her moment.
Breakout, like, yeah.
She plays a Welsh character in another thing, and like everyone thought she was Welsh after that. And it's just like, she's just like a really, really insanely good actress.
So good.
Because what, like, there's... It's so hard for her. I don't know how she did like such a villain that people actually felt sorry for her in such a, like, she, I don't
she
know.
Brought
I
that,
actually don't
she brought
understand
a lot
how people
to that
act.
Character in the sense that, like, absolutely terrifying, like, kind of endearing at the start before you realise the way things go.
Childlike but a monster.
And then you do have that sympathy for her at the end.
Yeah, it's just... But like, yeah, you kind of like,
performance.
Oh, I don't know.
I do want to talk about, because I don't think it'd be remiss if we didn't, but there have been kind of conversations around Richard E. Gadd, and we talked about like the trans relationship that's showcased in the show. And there was an actor that came out that talked about the casting process.
I do think there's an element of like when you make it big, like God forbid I ever made it big and people come out and be like, well, she was a cunt to me this one time.
Well, yeah, but I think this is slightly more serious than that.
No,
but
it like is. It is.
I think the person makes a very good point. So like this actor, Reese Lyons, came out about that they had been in the process of, or like had auditioned for Baby Reindeer. And I won't read through the full thing, but you can find it online. Essentially said that like, they had gone for casting, a trans actor, again, themselves.
He invited them to go.
Yes, and he'd been invited to audition, but like Richard Gadd had also asked the actor about going on a date, whatever, and the Reese Lyons was kind of like, oh, you know, there's like a blurred line there with the fact that this is a work situation, I'm auditioning for a job. A bit weird to like blur the lines, especially again when the story is like so, so close to Richard. And like you have a thing where... In the story himself, Richard Gadd is talking about how he treated a trans girlfriend really poorly in the past. So they talk about like their experience. And again, they're very quick to say like it wasn't abusive. It was just like not a great situation.
Dynamic.
Not a great dynamic in which the lines are kind of blurred. They were going for a job. They were trying to kind of push back on that and set boundaries. And they felt like Gadd crossed that. I will say again, allegations...
Yeah.
But I just thought it was, I didn't want to talk about all this without talking about that. But it kind of made me also just like, there's something about this show and about these allegations, where it just makes me think, I don't know, it kind of made me question humanity in a lot of ways. And of course this show does, when you see about how depraved people can be and how like complicated humans can be. Like, it made me question, like, if it's possible, you know, when people talk about people changing and I've changed and like, you know, and like, again, like, I would like to think I'm a different person from a couple of years ago. And then it comes down to it where it's like, are you actually though? Like, is it actually fundamentally possible for people to change? I don't know. It's just, the show's made me feel very existential, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because the thing about like wanting to change is, are you actually changing if you're doing it for other people, when like fundamentally, of course you are doing it for other people and to prove it to other people, but then does that actually negate what you're doing in the first place?
Yeah. That's a big question.
It is a big question.
I do think people change over time, and it's kind of like all your experiences compound to make these changes. I don't know if it's, I think it's much harder to intentionally change fundamental parts of yourself.
Mm.
I think it just kind of, life changes you.
Yeah.
Is this too deep?
It is a bit deep, but you know what? I think that's a, it's a good place to leave it. It's a good place to leave the...
Can you change? Drop a comment below.
Can you change? Bandwagonspodcast@gmail.com. Prove it. No, it was like, sign a very good, disturbing television that makes you question everything about yourself. And look, I will say, as I said, I did ask on the Instagram stories, and, you know, some people said, I got to episode whatever, couldn't carry on, which is, and obviously episode 4, the most triggering episode, like, completely understand it. Someone just wrote into the question box and said, very weird, which I get. Incredibly brave for the real person to act in it. He said he hopes it helps sexual assault victims. Only on the third episode was so unsettling. The acting is amazing though, not cringe. Someone else questioning how he played it himself and acted it all out again. So good, but feel sorry for the woman they're claiming is Martha after being identified. Skin crawling, makes you really think about what goes on outside of your own bubbles. I think that's also really fair.
Yeah.
It ended up being a tough watch with it moving away from the stalker story. Uncomfy at times, but extremely important. Unfiltered, unflattering, yet undeniably good.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
I found it uncomfortable to the point where I could only watch it in 15-minute chunks. Loved it. Can't believe it's the lead character's actual story. Absolutely horrifically heavy watching, but some of the best acting in a Netflix series I've seen. I agree. Like, he's a very good actor, even.
Such a good actor.
Do you know what I mean? Like, because I don't know. I feel like, especially with such a real situation, even taking out like all the traumatic stuff.
Yeah.
Like, just.
Do you think that's maybe why he was like, he wasn't really acting? Because it's actually his
real
life.
Actually, maybe that
he's
is
drawn
it.
On like real experience.
Yeah. Good question.
I just find there's so many nights that we sit down to watch something and we go, yeah, we'll watch this. And like 15 minutes in, we go, I'm actually not paying attention to this.
Mm.
And we put on something else. And it just kind of goes like that, where our attention spans are just gone because of fucking
everything.
TikTok probably. And this was just managed to like not do that.
Yeah.
Just like grab attention and keep it for hours and hours.
Yeah.
And that's so rare these days. So if you can stomach it at all, watch it.
I do think it's an important watch. I know I was saying I couldn't really recommend it at the start. Like, I obviously do, but I also appreciate for some people, they might not be able to watch this based on stuff that's happened to them. And like, I completely appreciate that. Like, it's very, it's hard.
Yeah.
Hard, but important.
Yeah.
How do we end this episode? There is no.
Baby reindeer.
Yeah.
Voice notice, your best impressions.
No, absolutely not. Do not do that.
Send from my iPhone.
Are you watching anything else? Let us know. It's Bon Wagons Podcast.
Yeah, what do we watch next to fill the void? The reindeer void.
Yeah. We're on social media at Bon Wagons Podcast. We're back next week. As I mentioned, we're on Patreon and Apple Podcasts. If you subscribe in feed for the audio, we're talking about Zendaya and her sexy tennis movie.
Woo!
Woo! Bye.
Bye.
Mom Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.